Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm your host, Shad Markowitz, and I'm speaking today with Michael Rowley, President and CEO of Stillwater Critical Minerals, traded on the TSXV under the ticker PGE and on the OTCQB under the ticker PGEZF. Mike, it's always great getting you on the show just to get an update on what's going on with Stillwater Critical Minerals. For those people that haven't been following along, the company was named Group 10 Metals. They may be familiar with that name. But you changed your name to indicate really the district scale opportunity here in Stillwater, Montana. And you've just put out news on July 7th that wraps up your 14 drill holes in this pass. And I'd love you just to recap some of the recent drill holes, but also what you learned from the overall drill campaign this year.
Well, I'd be glad to. Thanks, Chad. Glad to be back. Yeah, this, as you mentioned, completes the first pass assays on all 14 holes that we drilled in 2021. That follows the two previous campaigns. And the important distinction here is that these are not yet included in our resource models. And that's where all this is pointing to. The results reported just last week are similar to previous results. We've got hundreds of meters of nickel sulfide mineralization with PGEs, copper and cobalt running above cutoff grade. And then within that, tens of meters at even higher grades, like selective mining grades. And we're seeing that, you know, hundreds of meters south of the HDR deposit in these most recent results at the Iron Mountain target area. And they actually look a lot like the results we're seeing 7 kilometers to the west in the Chrome Mountain target area. If you look at our May news release, we did great work to fill in the area between the DR and hybrid deposits there. So we see a healthy resource expansion in here in terms of both grade and scale. And that speaks to the potential of the district with these 5 deposits that are really across 9 kilometers in this amazing, well-mineralized American district. And they frankly look like they want to connect. It's exciting stuff.
Well, Mike, it is exciting. And really, out of those 5 areas, you've really only focused on 3 of them coming out of the gates. And so it's interesting if they would all connect into a larger trend. It just kind of shows the district scale potential here. But I know that another mineral that you're going to be assaying some of these drill results for is rhodium. And we don't talk about that a lot, but it's gone up so much in price in the last few years that it could be a significant co-credit. So maybe just remind listeners of how you go back and now assay for rhodium as well.
Sure. We always do a first pass rhodium result in that first pass results on the core on a more visual basis. But really, it's a co-product, as you mentioned, and we can often gain more values by going back for a second pass on rhodium once we've seen the other assays, frankly. And that's what we're doing. So that's the final piece of the puzzle towards a resource update later this year is additional rhodium assays. I believe we've put 1,500 intervals forward for rhodium assay, and that'll be reported later in the year as those come in. Rhodium, of course, is essential. It's mostly used in catalytic converters, and it largely comes from South Africa. So this is one of the most critical of the critical minerals.
Well, and Mike, it's interesting because as far as a branding as a company, and when you put out your resource, you can see that, I guess, the main dance is around nickel. It's such a huge nickel project. But of course, you have the co-credits from other battery metals like copper and like cobalt. But then I think for a while, Group 10, prior to the switch over here to Stillwater Critical Minerals, was considered a platinum and palladium company, kind of a mirror of Sibanye next door in Montana. And while you absolutely have a lot of palladium and platinum and even rhodium here and some gold, it's a polymetallic deposit. So help investors get their head around that. Sometimes it's harder for investors to truly understand the size and scope when it's a polymetallic deposit. So what would you say to those investors?
Yeah, and I think that's held us back in the market as well, frankly, because the PGE crowd doesn't always understand the nickel, and the nickel doesn't always understand the PGE. And as you eloquently stated, we have both. In fact, on a resource basis, using the prices on our October 2021 resource, we're nickel first, about 42% value, palladium second, 20%, and then on down through cobalt, copper, palladium, rhodium, gold from there. This looks a lot like Platte Reef, and the setting is correct for that. Beneath Sibanye's very productive JM Reef to the north of us. And when I say beneath, I mean in a geological sense. I don't mean that we're deep. We actually start at surface. The point is that this ties into the South African geologic model from the Bushveld, and that's the reason that you saw us bring over 2 senior geologists from Ivanhoe recently, and one of them is my VPX, Danny Grobler. these connections are real, and this really does look like Platte Reef in Montana. Ivanhoe, of course, their Platte Reef project, 112 million ounces, billions of pounds of nickel and copper, and no cobalt in their district, actually. That's one thing that we add. So we do look like Platte Reef in Montana, and that is a different model than our neighbor. They're a narrow, high-grade system, average 1.8 meters wide, but 100 million ounces of palladium and platinum at the highest grades in the world. So you can understand why we live in their shadow a bit. They are also a nickel copper sulfide system at its core, and their concentrators and their smelter facility in Columbus are actually nickel copper sulfide processing facilities. They just don't report it because it's relatively low. I believe it's sort of 0.04% nickel grade. We're a different mine model. We're a bulk mining system, and that's something that we would offer them or any other major, frankly, is larger throughput, bulk mining, perhaps underground block caving, for example, longer mineralized widths, thicker system, in addition to the increased level of battery metals relative to PGEs.
Well, Mike, that brings up an interesting topic in that you'd be more of a bulk tonnage block caving method, because it could potentially mean there are other larger producers or other larger companies that could be suitors in addition to Sibanye. I think a lot of people that follow your story know your neighbors at Sibanye Stillwater, and that they have openly messaged to the marketplace that they are buying and acquiring battery metals projects and battery metals processing plants. They've been on the go really the last 2 years with some acquisitions. So a lot of people assume they'd be the natural suitor. But with such a huge project and with such scale that you have, couldn't there be other larger people that would be interested in the project? And are you exploring some of those kind of options?
We have the attention of the industry, definitely. And we have talked to or are talking to basically every major that you can name that would be relevant to this space, frankly. And those high-grade nickel results from Chrome Mountain, 13 meters of 3.3% nickel equivalent, that really got things jumping a couple of months ago with that release. The Stillwater name always gets us in the door, always gets interest, and then our work and the new model we're bringing to this district usually results in an NDA and a deeper dive. You've seen Ivanhoe Electric's IPO recently. They're focused on copper, also nickel and PGEs in the U.S. That's music to our ears. They would be an excellent partner on this. Sibanye, as you mentioned, they're obviously mining just a couple of kilometers from us and have expressed interest and are buying battery metals projects in the first world. There are a number, and their interest has not diminished, frankly. I think it's only increased over the past year, despite the short-term noise in the markets.
Well, Mike, let's talk about what's next for the company, because as you wrap up last year's drill program that you've got the assays back on, I know you're going to be doing some drilling on the project this year, so maybe talk to us about that, and will you be updating your resource estimate with these 14 drill holes that you just put on the books?
Yeah, definitely. That's a priority objective for this year, and we see a healthy increase there. We've largely spelled it out in the images you see in the press release and in the deck on the website. I don't believe we've got images up yet from the CZ deposit area, but the Chrome Mountain area in particular, we filled in that middle area, as you can see in the images there. And then at HGR, it looks like we've done some nice step outs, hundreds of meters to the south. So that's a priority for this year. And indeed, we are on the ground and active right now. We are planning a drill. We're also planning geophysics, and we look forward to further updates on those matters. A key thing is going to be getting Danny and Albie, the ex-Ivanhoe folk, properly on site and into the model. They've been working in the database. They're loving what they're seeing, and getting their refinement of targets and advancing this Platte Reef model, having them take this project to the next level is what we see. Worth noting that we're also working with the U.S. Geological Survey on all this as well. So we really have a dream team put together on this.
Well, it's exciting to see the project coming together in such a good way and the different target areas coming together, and you're filling in the gaps on the map, so to speak. And it's going to be interesting to see the update to the resource estimate when that comes out. But just as someone that is a shareholder in Stillwater Critical Minerals, for full disclosure, I've noticed that the whole market has been under pressure, but your share price has been under pressure. There have been some comments from investors that, look at what's happening here. I guess the results aren't good. I think there's a divorce in the marketplace on the retail side, not maybe the institutional side, on understanding just how valuable what you found is. And I don't think that you even got credit, Mike, for the resource estimate you put out last year, much less any of this new value you've added with these 14 drill holes. So could you maybe speak to the disconnect you're seeing when you're out at conferences, when you're in meetings with the institutional side versus the retail side of the camp?
Yeah, and that I think that's real. At the institutional level and the majors, the interest is very real. And they definitely are bullish on commodities going forward, especially critical minerals and especially the U.S. So that's all in place. The retail market, yeah, the gains have not been there in the junior space. And that's unfortunate. But a great many companies, including Stillwater Critical, have done lots of good work in the past couple of years, even that's not been recognized yet. That will come to be reflected in the share price. That is coming. There's some noise here in the short term, but the fundamentals for this are very strong. Critical minerals in the U.S., there's no reason to have China controlling the majority of world supply of nickel, cobalt, etc. They have this in the U.S., and we should be mining in the U.S., and we're on the forefront of that. It just hasn't translated to juniors yet. That will follow. I don't know exactly when, but a great many of our shareholders are pleased with the progress we made. They're not happy with the share price, but they also know that's not on us. So we'll just keep doing the good work that we're doing. And we look forward to continuing to over-deliver from Stillwater.
Well, we look forward to following along, Mike, and keep putting up the good work, keep putting out the good results, and we'll keep following along. Always nice to get you on the show just to get an update on how things are going. Looking forward to all the work to come and getting some of those key staff members down to the project to dig in a little bit deeper. Keep us posted as more news is posted, Mike, and we'll have you back on the show for an update. Thanks so much.
Brilliant. Thank you. Cheers.